Captain America, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. I appreciate it.
No, not a problem.
So, well, first of all, welcome. Welcome to the Be Your Own Hero show. And please, if you don't mind, just share a little bit about yourself with those that are going to be listening at like a later date, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So I'm originally from New York City, from Harlem. I grew up drawing and illustrating and being very creative. That passion for illustrating went to filmmaking. Knew I wanted to go to film school, but at the time when I was around 18 or so, I wanted to be the next Spike Lee, right? I wanted to be a filmmaker, but I didn't have the funds for film school. I didn't have the funds to go to NYU. So I learned about the military, about the Army. The Army pays for your college tuition. And so that made me join the Army pretty much. So I'm a soldier as well, you know, and
thanks for your service.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Yep. So I joined the Army in 2003, did active duty, deployed to Iraq around that time, and just did 3 years active duty. And then after that, I got out to join the National Guard, and then I went to film school. And so, you know, I'm a filmmaker. I now live in Atlanta, Georgia area. I did live in Maryland for about 9 years. I have a wife, two children, 12 and 8, family man of faith. And, you know, I just like to, you know, promote inspirational films, or faith-based films, anything that's positive, pretty much.
I love that, man. I definitely love that. So what related you, because we were talking a little bit a couple of weeks ago behind the scenes, and what related you to, because I know you had a couple of characters that you related to, but Captain America was the one that stood out. So what related you to Captain America? And everyone's answer is different, so this is totally personalized for you, but what related you to Captain America?
Right. So I love superheroes, but I think I really related to Captain America because of the military service, for one. Yeah. The determination that Captain America has to, you know, not only serve his country, but kind of do what's right, right?
Yeah.
The justice part of Captain America, the leader part of Captain America, the seriousness of him. And so those are the main things that I feel like I've related to him.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go into the Army. And then my time, when me going to the Army, you know, I was in the hood, right? I was in the streets. Yeah. Things weren't really going right the way I wanted it to go, and I needed something to make a change. And for me, it was the Army. Kind of similar to Captain America. He wanted to change. He wanted to, you know, do things, but he was scrawny at the time and stuff.
Yeah.
So those are the main reasons I feel like I kind of relate to Captain America.
Yeah, I love that, man. Especially as a Marvel / DC head myself. I also resonate with Captain America's willpower, right? Like once he makes his mind, or once he has a mission that needs to be done, nothing really gets in his way,
right?
Unless it's like a supersized obstacle, then he calls on help, right? But for the most part, he's very much where there is no way I will make one. That's kind of his, from what I've seen, his mindset, and I love that. Pretty much how I feel about, because it's a universal fact that Superman is my avatar. So what related me to Superman was how he was at work versus how he was outside of work. So at work, he was very mild-mannered. He tripped over himself on purpose. but at the same time, outside of work, he was able to have super strength and flight and all of these things that nobody at work knew about.
Right.
And I really resonated with that, because once I also went the route of creativity, nobody at work knew what I was up to, right? So nobody at work knew that I was getting my podcast out. Nobody at work knew that I was writing books and other stuff. And so I really leaned into affirmations, because that's also something else that I believe that what you speak about consistently, you become.
Yes.
And I really tapped into the whole be your own hero, superhero kind of thing. And so I started saying out loud that I am my own Superman, in essence, because I feel like once you find out what your gift is, nobody can, people can help you to a certain degree, but it's up to you to figure it out.
And then
Then you kind of meet other heroes like yourself, like Deadpool or whoever, that are also out. And so I loved your take on Captain America. What are, you said you're into like filmmaking. So what are some of the movies or films or documentaries or anything that you've come up with, if you don't mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I've made a couple of shorts throughout the years. In film school, and then I made some videos for the Army, just kind of promoting the Army, like in a journalism style. So most of the films in the past has been about people, and I like the underdog story, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why I like Captain America too. Like he was an underdog, like right? He was you know, scrawny and stuff, but you know, things happened and made him the superhero he is.
Yeah.
And so the type of films that I like to make currently is, I've been working on a lot of documentaries, and I like hearing and capturing stories with people, the extraordinary stories that people, they've overcome things, right? They came from one area, but they've overcome, right? For an example, one documentary that I'm currently working on is a feature-length documentary. It's actually my first feature-length documentary. It's called One Tear at a Time. Mm. And it's actually about a single mother who raised twin autistic boys, right?
Yeah.
And she, you know, she had the twins, and, you know, she had children before the twins, but the twins were diagnosed with autism at age 2, and she was still fairly young, and you know, she didn't really know how to, you know, she needed help raising children alone, right?
Yeah.
And so just raising autistic twins, it led to a little bit more caring too, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, her husband at the time, he left her because I guess he couldn't handle it or whatever. Whatever the reason why he left. So it left her to raise two children by herself, essentially, two autistic kids. And so she began to tell a story about the trials she went through, from potty training to schooling, you know, interacting with other kids, just a lot of things. And so she actually wrote a book about it. So I wanted to make it a documentary to show where, how she's progressing. Essentially, you know, the story's not over with her, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, how she went to Mexico to get some stem cell procedures done to one of her children. So one is severe and one is mild autism.
Yeah.
And, you know, she tells stories about, like, you know, one child, the mild one, was accused of rape and stuff for another autistic child, you know, a female. But, you know, so she's went through a lot of things, but her faith in God and her family helped her get through what she's getting through right now, right? Yeah. And her boy's around 21 years old right now, and she, you know, she still has to care for them to a certain extent, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's a documentary that I'm working on now. And just kind of telling her story, you know, through her eyes, through her family's eyes, you know, the praying family. Her dad was a pastor at one point. You know, so it's essentially a faith-based and inspirational story that hopefully it can help other parents in general, right?
Yeah.
Not only parents who have autistic children, but just, you know, parenting alone is, it could be a struggle, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm hoping that the documentary would do, to kind of help other parents out with raising children.
Yeah, I love that. I definitely think that conversations like that should be talked about more often.
Yes.
I don't think that they're talked about enough. Not to say that they aren't. But I think that much like we, and I hate to use this example, but it fits. Much like we praise like celebrities, right?
Right.
For basketball, for baseball, whatever their gift is, more power to them.
Yes.
But I think that we should also shine a light on people that are everyday people.
Yeah.
But they have something about them that makes them just awesome, just purely awesome,
right,
outside of the diagnosis, whatever diagnosis, right, they have, whether that's autism, whether that's,
yeah,
you know, cerebral palsy, whatever their challenge, because I don't like the term disability, I don't like
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
So whatever their challenge happens to be, I think that people that are differently abled do need as much of a light as the music stars that we praise or the celebrities that we praise.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you really think about it, so Superman was, you know, to be honest, Superman was my first favorite superhero, just to kind of be transparent with you.
Yeah.
Superman. So as the years gone by, I started realizing, so Superman, obviously, he's like the perfect superhero, except for like kryptonite and stuff like that. But to me, he was like the perfect superhero, right?
Yeah.
But as years went by, as it got older, some shows about superheroes and stuff like that. And so you started realizing that, well, hold a minute, wait a minute, like these superheroes, they have flaws, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, one may, especially the defenders and stuff like that, and you know, some may have drinking issues and stuff like that. But they're not essentially perfect. That's what I'm trying to say. And so, similar to the documentaries or the movies, both narrative as well, I want to share stories of the imperfect people, but you know, serving maybe a perfect God. Or they've realized their imperfectness, but still had a dream, or still had a passion to help other people or to do whatever, right? And so kind of similar to me with these superheroes, they realize that they're not perfect, but they have a drive to save other people, right? They have a passion to save other people, and they'll do whatever they need to do to make that happen, you know? So I just kind of thought about that comparison. So essentially, I think this is kind of part of your podcast, and your vision is to help people realize their potential, right? Even though you may not be perfect, but you have potential, and your passion, all you need is that passion and action, pretty much.
Yeah.
You can do wonders.
Yeah, for sure, bro, because don't get me wrong, I love personal development, but I want to take a fun approach to personal development.
Right.
Because I don't know about you, but it feels like whether you write a book, make movies, whatever your gift happens to be, back in the day, it was like a badge of honor to say, I wrote a book.
Right.
Or I made a movie. And now it feels like everyone and their mom is writing a book or coming up with a movie. Or something like that.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I love everybody and their gifts, but I think what made me lean into the whole superhero thing was taking a fun approach. Because I feel like a lot of us, as I've shared with you before, are told we should grow up.
Right.
Or we should grow up, or what are you crying about? Suck it up, buttercup. There's a lot of, you know, things that they say these days, but I really wanted to help people connect with their inner child. So my question is, well,
You're breaking up, Superman. I can't hear you.
Side of all the fun stuff is I want to help people connect their inner child. And that's also something that I've asked myself. Well, before I got into all of this creative stuff, I was a comic book head. I did like to go out. I did like to, you know, work out and be active and whatnot before we were told that we need to be worried about bills or that whatever it is. So that's an underlying message of my show or just the conversation. It's not really a show, it's more conversation. But that's the underlying message of it is, I get that we all have responsibilities, and in the words of Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And I get that.
Right.
But before the world had all of these supposed tos that we have now, what were you doing? You were riding your bike. You were going outside and playing. You were finding friends to connect with. So that's, going back to what you said, that's like the underlying message of my show, outside of the fun stuff and finding, helping people find their own ways to connect with these heroes.
Right.
The underlying message of it is to help people connect with their inner child.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot. And I could definitely see that, because I grew up reading comic books a lot, watching a lot of cartoons and just movies with superheroes. I still do. Excuse me. And I've realized that, like you said, a lot of times I need to tap into that inner child, you know, when I'm maybe too serious with my son, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, too serious with my wife or my family. And I need to, you know, because I have all this stuff, all these bills and everything that's hitting me at once and stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, if I, you know, I've noticed that if I tap into that inner child, and I can essentially say, hey, Mike, like, relax, right?
Yeah.
You know, everything is cool. You know, like me, you know, being upset or angry, it's not going to change the situation, you know, right? Yeah. But, you know, if I had that mindset of, you know, essentially having fun and stuff like that, and just have the assurance that everything is going to be okay, everything will be okay, you know. So, especially mentally.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes we need outside reminders, whether that's from our wife, whether that's from our son or whoever, because I'm guilty of when I tap into that Superman energy for me, I'm on go, and I will go until I either get exhausted or my wife has to tell me, all right, you've been on the computer for 7 hours.
Right.
Bring it back. Bring it back a bit. Pick it up where you left off tomorrow. Because I feel like us that relate to like heroes and stuff, we feel like if we don't get it done right now, then it won't get done.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I feel like that. I'm not going to be,
yeah,
I can lie. I feel like if I don't write down the thought right now, then I'll forget. Or if I don't write the book right now, then I'll never get to it. So I'll go until I can't go anymore, which relates to Superman in flight. Superman can fly at the speed of sound unless he has somebody who grounds him, which is where Lois Lane comes in.
Yeah.
And if Superman didn't have that, I'm sure he'd be fine, but he would just be about saving the world and that's it. Like, he wouldn't have any balance. He would just be about his superheroing or him at work or however it plays out, right? So I think us as heroes, being the men of the house, if you want to call us that, we need somebody to ground us.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that I'm learning in this crazy thing that we call life, is that as much as I want to be about my goals, it's not realistic.
Right.
To just be about where you see yourself and where you're going, but to not make time for like other stuff. So I definitely resonated with that. And I think that like, the whole grounding piece, I think that's where having a family kind of comes in, because they can be that grounding force for you, not in terms of holding you back, but saying, you know what, whatever you don't do today, you can do tomorrow. Because I feel like if I don't do it today, I won't do it. So I feel like I have to do it. I don't know if you feel that way too, but I definitely like feel that way a lot of the times.
Yes. Yeah, I actually do. Like, I'm very focus-driven. I'm the person, to be transparent, to have 20 tabs up because because I don't want to forget anything, right?
Yeah.
So what I think, what I like about, as you were talking, I started thinking about Captain America more and as a military leader, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the military leaders, they're battle, they have to make strategic decisions, and they also have to be realistic about some of the decisions that they have to make, right? Yeah. Like, they're not going to go into battle facing 500 enemies and they only have 3 personnel, right? 3 soldiers. Yeah. Like, realistically, I don't think we're going to win, you know what I'm saying? So I think in relation to wanting to win a battle, so to speak, right? Wanting to achieve things in life and doing everything we can to do that. But at some point, we also have to be realistic too, right? We have to have those lowest lanes, like you said, to ground us. You know, we have to have our kids to ground us. We have to have, you know, think different things in life to say, hey, we want to save the world, but realistically, we may not be able to.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so just, you know, just imagine like if Superman had that mindset, obviously he was sent to save the world essentially. Yeah. But if he was like busy, you know, trying to save everybody, he wanted to have the relationship with Lois Lane to help him ground him and stuff like that. So certain things would be lacking from his life and stuff. And I think kind of the same goes with people in general, you know what I'm saying? Like if
I mean, I to kind of piggyback off that, I think also having the right person to ground you is important.
Right, exactly.
It's not just about being grounded because, yeah, you can be grounded, but if the person that's grounded you makes you feel like what makes you feel guilty for wanting greatness,
right,
then it becomes a hindrance. It doesn't
That is true.
It doesn't become grounded.
That is so true.
Like, and I admit that I'm a dreamer. I tell people that all the time. So I can't be around people that are so realistic that your dreams sound crazy.
Right.
And I find that being around the right people who remind you when to rest, but also when to back in the fight, that's the importance of grounding. It's not so much always being told, you know, that you're dreaming too big or whatever it is. But I find that being around the right people that will say, okay, I see that you have these big dreams. I see that you have these big goals that you want to do. Okay, so let's take practical steps, or let's take small steps towards what the big, large bells and whistles end of the goal might be. But let's take like a small step today towards that direction versus somebody just constantly questioning it. Does that make sense? I don't know if you can still hear me, but I think you might be talking, but it's not saying anything. Hey, Cap, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I apologize for technical difficulties. I hate when that happens. But I don't want to take up too much more of your time because I'm sure you are a busy man. So, based on your, I guess, adventures as Captain America, what is some other things that are on the horizons? Like, is it mainly just film? Is it writing books? Like, what else is on your horizon?
Yeah, it's mainly films now, but eventually, you know, I see me writing books in the near future. Mostly inspirational books, maybe faith-based books, inspirational books, and stuff like that. But mostly films. I also have a business where I provide editing services to different businesses, mostly churches for now.
Yeah,
and kind of helping churches out with making sub clips or making short form videos for like sermons.
Yeah,
that's one of them. So that's one business, because I feel like, you know, I'm all about making sure the message gets across.
Yeah.
And so if someone is at church or an event and they hear this awesome message, you know, but it's only limited. It may only be limited to the people who actually attended the event, right?
Yeah.
And so social media gives us the power to actually hear that message, even though they didn't attend the event. Yeah. But sometimes if that message is like an hour, 2 hours, you know, sometimes people don't have that attention span to actually sit down and listen to the whole thing. However, there may be those sound bites that's like, wow, did that person say that? Like, that was awesome. And so, I have a business also where I'm editing those sound bites to make those short form videos and to make it a little bit more appealing to the average viewer and listener, you know? So that's one thing that I'm doing. And so, yeah, but, you know, mostly films now.
Yeah.
You know, I also would like to get a podcast going to talk about films, kind of similar to what you're doing, but this will be kind of reviewing certain films and seeing where that those positive messages are in the film. You know, what can we take away from this film? And these are not only faith-based films, but it could be any film. It could be the Avengers. Like, what are some of the things that you took away from the film that could kind of help you on your journey and stuff? And so that's what I have in the works. So a podcast, the short form videos. But my main babies are actually creating feature films.
I love that. Yeah, so was that something that you always knew you wanted to do, or did you stumble upon it?
The filmmaking, I always knew what I wanted to do. Interesting story, when I was younger, like I said, I grew up like drawing and really into art. But after high school, I didn't want to draw anymore. I went to art high school.
Yeah.
And so at the time, I was dating this girl, and she broke up with me, and I was sad. And so the only thing I could do was watch movies and watch Forrest Gump day and night because I was depressed. I was like 16 years old. And so not only did I know the whole movie Forrest Gump like back of my hand, but I started to like really think about movies. I was like, wow, like, you know, it's not drawing anymore, but I'm thinking about movies. Yeah, I'm like, I think I want to be a filmmaker. And I think that those aspirations kind of guided me to become a full-time filmmaker. That's the ultimate goal, is to become a full-time filmmaker. So eventually, you know, becoming a public affairs specialist in the Army, that kind of got me into wanting to market certain messages. Like I may hear a great message from a general, and I'm like, wow, like, you know, this is a great speech, but yeah, let's allow other people to hear it, right? It could motivate anybody. So yeah, that allowed me to want to spread the message to more people in different ways, like through social media, through editing and stuff like that. So that's, I'm big on like making sure the message gets across to the right people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, man, first of all. And it sounds like, because I know before we got cut off, you were talking a little bit about God.
Yes.
And it sounds like you were called to do film and you answered. That's what...
I think so. I think so. And to be honest, when I wrote a screenplay, a feature-length screenplay, when I was in active duty, this was like 2004, 2005, right? So it was a long time ago, but I didn't really do anything with it, right? Yeah. And that's a part of that made me get into more marketing, because essentially if you do things, yes, you may be proud of what you've done, but if nobody sees it, reads it, or views it, you know, is it, what's the impact of it, right?
Yeah.
So I wrote the screenplay. I was able to make it into a short film. But when I first wrote it, it wasn't faith-based, right? It wasn't, you know, I had a lot of things in it that I felt like it didn't have an impact, that eventually as I grew older, starting to get more deeper relationship with God, I feel like God was essentially telling me to write it over.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm in the process of writing that over as well. It's actually a film based in New York, you know? It's called Roots of Evil. And it's about how, you know, people, the average person that needs to take care of their family, but somebody else comes into their life, the antagonist, and tries to get their viewpoint of money differently, as if, you know, they want them to rob and steal and stuff for money, but they're also struggling with their mindset of getting money or in all the right ways, right? Yeah. So that's another film that I'm working on right now, the screenplay.
That's awesome, man. I would definitely check that out wherever it is.
Absolutely.
I love movies that are about, that have like an underlying message. Like, yep. I love that type of stuff. So I personally would definitely check that out.
Appreciate it.
Do you know when it'll be out, or is it still like a...
Well, actually, I actually made the short film. I made it into a short film, right? But so the short film is on my YouTube channel. You could catch my YouTube channel, Movie Maker Mike. On my YouTube channel, my IG is also Movie Maker Mike. Okay. So I made it a short film, but I wanted to make it into a feature film, and that's in the process of the pre-production process right now. So I'm actually writing that as we speak.
So do you post like clips of it on your IG? Like, is that one of the ways you get the word out?
Well, not so much. It is kind of, the short film is kind of dated, but I still show people the short film, because I think it's pretty good. But I also want to get into the habit of not just showing people what I've done, but showing people what I'm doing. So I don't really share that one a lot, but... The documentary that I explained earlier about the TV mother who raised autistic twins. I do share that a lot, though. So, but pretty much, if you want to see my work, my website is also enrichedimages.com. enriched images.com. And so if you go on my website, you can definitely see all of the works, most of the works that I've completed.
That's dope, man.
Appreciate it.
From one creative to another, congrats on even making a film.
Absolutely.
That's dope within itself. So what would be, like, for, I guess, aspiring heroes out there, what would be a message that you would want to, like, leave them with?
For one, the one that just came to my mind is just always go for your goals, right? Don't let anything stop you from going for what you want to do, right? And there's a lot of people who may get in your head and your ears and say, don't do this, don't do that. Even when I joined the Army, there was a lot of people that said, you're stupid, why are you joining the Army? You know, this and that. But the Army was one of the best decisions that I've ever made, because they kind of set me up, not only financially, but, you know, benefit-wise, to be able to take care of my family. Yeah. So that being said, if God has placed a goal or dream in your mind, He has placed that dream for you. And sometimes He hasn't placed a dream for somebody else, but a specific dream for you. So if a lot of people can't see your dream, they may not understand your dream. So they may not understand what you need to do to get there, or they may not be able to encourage you the way they think, because somebody's opinion, they may not be have bad intentions, but they just don't know your story, right? So you have to know your story, you have to believe in your dream, and you have to go for it, you know, as with all your might, with all your ability to make that happen.
Yeah, man, for sure. Do you have any, like, final questions before we wrap up? Because I know that we've been going for, like, almost an hour.
I don't. Yeah, you know, like, I love this podcast. And, you know, I think just tap into your inner child. And I think we can all be inspired by superheroes as well. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I appreciate you crossing my path when you did. Yes. One of the things that I'm leaning into these days is gratitude. And so I appreciate being connected with you through Deontay and how this
unfolded.
So I appreciate you just being new creative friends, which I'm always down
to connect with, man. Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Superman.
Absolutely, Cap. We'll cross paths again.
Absolutely. All right. You have a good one.
All right. You too, brother.
Goodbye.